miles from the state capitol. Students and teachers from at least 8 high schools were in the audience. The court heard arguments in the insurance in an insurance dispute. Mona Lisa Fraser of Macomb County broke her ankle while outside her pickup truck, and a jury awarded her $433,000. Allstate Insurance had cut off benefits after claiming that Fraser's fall was on icy pavement and had nothing to do with her vehicle. One of the issues is whether Fraser was trying to close the passenger door when she fell. Halloween is just days away. As you are making plans for your observance and getting the children's costumes ready, Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen and the Michigan Sheriff's Association have some safety tips to keep in mind. Costumes should be short to prevent tripping and allow for peripheral vision. Face painting rather than masks should be considered. Watch children around pets as they may not recognize the child and become frightened, especially if the child is using a prop like a sword. Make your child visible after dark by having them carry a brightly colored bag, flashlight, or glow stick. An adult should always accompany younger children, while older children should travel in pairs or groups at all times. Children should save their candy until they get home so parents can inspect it. And you should keep flammable items like draperies, furniture, and paper decorations away from jack-o'-lanterns, as well as children and pets. For more safety tips, parents and residents can go to the Michigan Sheriff's Association website. Stand by for more news.
Prices are falling like leaves on trees on pre-owned vehicles at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has many pre-owned vehicles on hand at any given time. All are 101-point quality seal-inspected, backed by free in-house warranties up to 18 months or 18,000 miles on top of any remaining factory warranty. Check out a 2008 Chevrolet Malibu, 4-cylinder and fully loaded to go for $12,980. Or a nice 2003 Buick LeSabre, custom model with cloth interior and fully loaded, priced at just $6,980. See more vehicles inside and out and find other services offered on the website, alhansenmotors.com. Then go to the auto lot, test drive some vehicles, and talk to Al about making a vehicle yours. Go to the auto dealership that Thumb Area Motorists trust for reliable vehicles, dependable quality repair and service. Only at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
The following are the closing bids for Friday, October 28th, from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat, $5.89 unchanged. Red wheat, $5.79 unchanged. Corn, $6.13 up 4. Soybeans, $11.37 down 37. Oats, $2.25. Navy beans, black beans, please call your elevator. Two obituaries to report to you here at WLEW. Diane B. Lydell, age 82, of Port Austin, died Thursday, October 27th, at Huron County Medical Care Facility in Bad Axe. Funeral services will be Saturday, October 29th at 11 a.m. at the Knobloch Funeral Home of Kindy. Visitation will be held at Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. and on Saturday from 10 to 11 at the funeral home. Burial will follow in the Port Austin Township Cemetery. Emma Lemansky, age 95, resident of Bad Axe, died Thursday, October 27th at Bay Regional Medical Care Facility in Bay City. Funeral services will be at noon on Monday, October 31st at the McAlpin Mackle Chapel, Bad Axe, with visitation at 10 a.m. until the time of service. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, go to our website, thumbnet.net. For the news, I'm Jason Scott.
Here's the forecast for agricultural interests. Through the night, humidity is going to be running high. Precipitation could be in the form of rain, could be in the form of snow, but it is going to be light, whatever it falls as. So precipitation amounts, not particularly impressive. Trace to a few hundredths of liquid. Perhaps a coating of some wet, slushy, light snow. Southerly winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 33%. Chance of measurable is lower. Clouds will give way to sunshine gradually over the course of the day. Saturday, we'll look for about a third of possible sunshine, most of it coming during the afternoon. High temperature into the upper 40s. Drying conditions fair to poor due to the early clouds and a few rain showers. Any mixed precipitation changes over to rain fairly quickly during the morning. Humidity around 50% for the afternoon. Clearing sky, near freezing for Saturday night. Humidity high, 90 to 100%. Poor drying conditions. And for Sunday, sunshine a little more plentiful, 60%. Mostly, though, early in the day. 25% chance for a late day shower. For WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach here. We are now about 15 minutes away from kickoff. It's week number one of high school playoffs. We're quite excited here as the Green Devils of Brown City traveling up to Huron County to take on the Pirates of Harbor Beach. Should be a good one tonight, Ron. But elsewhere in the area, we have Ubley taking on Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary.
And I got Ubley in that one.
Yeah, as do I. And this is actually, it's a very interesting game for Ubley. This is their 11th straight playoff appearance. They are 7-2 for the year. Since the loss to Harbor Beach in week number 5, they've only allowed 14 points in 4 games. And that's their area's best defense, allowing only 8.2 points per contest in the regular season. And they're 2-2 against playoff teams this year.
Well, again, though, you know, you have the regular season and we have the postseason or the playoffs, and nerves and who can get settled down first. You got a veteran or a senior laden crew. That team's going to settle down quite quickly and get ready to play. But nerves, even by the coaches and everything, and even by the announcers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean that as well. And Jimmy Shaw, running back for Ubley, came back in week number 4, come to find out, against Mayville. He's injured before that, and he's their best big play in the backfield. I mean, we've seen him score how many touchdowns? I mean, 6 bad acts alone.
All right, and they ran that trap play effectively, but, you know, not only Jimmy Shaw, they have another running back, Kaufman.
Yes, Jason Kaufman, number 5.
And a big running back, not the same, I don't know if he's got the same speed, but a lot tougher inside than Jimmy Shaw. But Jimmy Shaw, once he gets into the open, you can't catch him.
I agree. And they're taking on Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary tonight, which is 6-3. And the winner of that game will go on to play the winner of New Lothrop versus Kingston. So, very interesting there. That's Division 8. Now, let's turn our attention to Division 7. Right after this, we are 12 minutes away from kickoff. You're tuned to 102.1 Harbor Beach against Brown City. Keep it locked on.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recor radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
It's October. Baseball is wrapping up. Football's in full swing. Halloween is coming fast. The weather may be getting colder, but Thumb Cellular is heating things up with a huge BlackBerry sale. It's time to upgrade to a BlackBerry smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular has greatly reduced their prices on their most popular BlackBerry smartphones. The BlackBerry Storm 2 with touchscreen MP3 player, 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi capable, and more. Retails for $499, but during their October BlackBerry sale, you can get it for just $199. Looking for a flip phone at a great price? The BlackBerry Style that retails for $419 is now just $99. The BlackBerry Curve 3 is only $49. That's $300 off the retail price, only while supplies last. Terms of service apply. It's the October BlackBerry Sale at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
We are now 10 minutes away from kickoff in Harbor Beach, week number 1 of high school playoffs against Harbor Beach against Brown City. And the crowd is starting to file in here. It's very exciting. You can feel the energy in the air.
Right, and if you can hear the energy in our voices and you're about 10 miles away,